the scriptures that we like the most are the ones that are rather positive, the ones that fill us with hope and comfort. For example, one of the most beloved psalms, I believe, is Psalm 23, where it says, "The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. In verdant pastures, he gives me repose. Beside restful waters, he leads me." That's a very popular psalm for weddings. It's popular for funerals. It leaves us a sense of comfort. Another one that I think is loved is in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, I think it is, where it says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you." Today's readings are not that. They're not comforting. As a matter of fact, they're a little bit harsh. There's a challenge behind them. It confronts us with our own lives. And yet they're very relevant for us today. The first reading describes a situation in which a person is writing about his friend who plants a vineyard. Now that friend turns out to be the Lord. And this vineyard is well prepared, well cared for, and yet it fails to produce the fruit that the landowner wishes. In that story, the servants who are killed refers to the prophets. How God has sent prophets over and over again to the people of Israel, but they would not reform. The son in the story is the Son of God, Jesus the Lord. And notice God says they were throwing out of the vineyard, and then they would kill him. Well, they took him out of Jerusalem, and then they crucified him. But the whole story is trying to teach us that the real vineyard that is being spoken about is the people of Israel. And they had not produced the fruit that God had taught from them. The fruit of justice, of love, of mercy, of goodness. It was the hope that they would become, in a sense, a light to the nation. That people would see the quality of their lives, the goodness of their lives, and all the nations around would begin to come to them and want to know the living and true God. But instead, they produce violence, infidelity, greed, selfishness. And right at the end of that allegory, it tells what's going to happen. That the vineyard is going to be torn down, trampled over. And that's exactly what happened to the nation of Israel. At least twice in its history, it's torn apart. Temple torn down, the city destroyed. This happens in around 580 BC, and then again in the year 70 AD. And the nation is totally destroyed. Let's go to the gospel reading now. Again, Jesus uses that theme of the vineyard. It was a theme that was well known to the people and to the religious leaders. And in this story, it is the religious leaders that are the tenants. They are the ones who are to be caring for the vineyard, who are supposed to be dealing with that vineyard in a way that will produce a good harvest. But instead of giving the harvest to the Lord, they take it for their own self-glory. They take it for themselves. And in that story, again, it's the prophets that have been killed. It is the Son of Man who will be taken out and killed. But what Jesus is trying so much to convey to them is that They have not been faithful. They have not cared for the people of Israel. They have not conducted themselves as the Lord would want. Now it says that that vineyard will be taken away from them and will be given to a people that will produce good fruit. And who is that people? It's you and I. It is the church. Through baptism, we have become members of the body of Christ. We have become members of the church, which is the kingdom of God on earth. And God is looking for fruit from us. We have to ask ourselves, what is the fruit that you and I are bearing today? Is it the fruit of goodness? Is it the fruit of faithfulness to God? Are we a light to the nation? Do people look at us and say, their quality of life is so different that I want to be part of them? You know, one of the things that happened to ancient Israel, they were supposed to be different, but they always wanted to be like the people around them. Even to the point that they wanted to worship their gods. And sometimes their worshiping has been led them to things like child sacrifice, where parents would sacrifice their children. They wanted so much to be like their neighbor. Sometimes we fall into that. We want to be like the world around us. We don't want to be different and stand out. We might be criticized. We might be condemned. Yet that's precisely what we're called to be, is different. We're called to live in a different way, so that people can look at us and say, look how they live. I want what they have. I want their peace, their joy. I want their love for one another, their compassion, their forgiveness. That's the calling that you and I have received through baptism. We are to be that sense of light to the nation, so that people want to be part of us. And so, this morning it's good to ask ourselves, what fruit are we bearing? To make it more personal, what fruit am I bearing? What goodness is flowing out of my life? Do I live in such a way that others would want to come to know Christ Jesus? And one of the difficulties of that is that we usually try to do that by trying harder. You know, we say to ourselves, well, I'm going to try harder to live the life that God wants me to live. And it usually lasts for just a little while. Then we're back into the same rut. We can't do it on our own. And that's why prayer, that's why the sacraments, especially the Eucharist and the sacrament of reconciliation, or confession, is so important for us. Because you and I need a power that is greater than us. On our own, we fall back into our selfishness. We fall back into our pride. But if we can open our hearts to a power that is greater than us, then our lives can be transformed. And that's really what we must be about. Allowing ourselves to be drawn into the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that He dwells in us, that He, through the power of His Spirit, He lives in us and transforms us. That's our challenge. Open our hearts to Him. That's why we must constantly be growing spiritually, so that that transformation can take place and we can bear the fruit that the Lord wants us.